I want to spend the next couple of weeks in the morning Machshava slot sharing together an intriguing letter that the Rambam wrote. The letter is more like an essay. The Igeres Mamar is the Igeres Tchias HaMesim and the Mamar Tchias HaMesim, which was officially written to respond to a particular attack on the Rambam. Lamasa is an extraordinary journey through so many issues in practical hashkafa. And we'll get a sense of how the Rambam thought about things, practical aspects of his leadership, and we even get to open with the Rambam's sense of satire. Eino Rachok. We'll find that on page 2. Page 1 is just a table of contents. Eino Rachok sheyichaven ha'adam leva'er inyin ha'kedama min ha'kedamos b'lashon mavur pasuk. Rambam says, you know, sometimes it happens. It's not impossible that a person is trying to explain something basic, very straightforward, very simple, trying to make everything very clear. And he was trying to make everything so black on white and avoid being misunderstood. It can happen that I was trying to be so clear as to what it is I'm trying to say, and people who are chole hanefashos, whose souls are ill, and more on that to come, but the Rambam uses that language of people who have extreme unhealthy midos, might totally misunderstand 180 degrees off what I was trying to say. That happened to the Rambam. And what's going to motivate this letter was an attack on the Rambam that claimed that the Rambam didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, which, as we'll see, the Rambam points out, I am the one who formulated 13 animamins, and number 13 in my listing is Tchias HaMesim. So to allege I don't believe in Tchias HaMesim is a little bit difficult to maintain. Now, there were reasons why people misunderstood the Rambam that way, and he's going to talk that through and clarify that. And in doing so, we're going to get incredible insight into what the Rambam understands about the purpose of life and what the stages are after Olam Hazeh and the relationship between Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim, Mosim Mashiach, and so on and so forth. That's just a little bit of the smorgasbord of Inyanei Hashkafa that await us in the Geres Tchias HaMesim. The Rambam begins by saying, and the satire is delicious. He says, you know, it can happen. The person is trying to say X very clearly, very straightforward, and some people end up thinking the exact opposite of X. He said, after all, it happened to God. Happened to me. I was trying to say I believe in Tchias HaMesim, and somehow people thought I said I don't believe in Tchias HaMesim. He says, I don't feel so bad. I'm a good company. The best company possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was radically misunderstood. He says, after all, Eira Kayotze Baze Bedivra Hashem Yisala. Kadosh Baruch Hu's own words, in a pasuk that was meant in particular, even more than other psukim, to lay out basics very, very clearly, was totally misunderstood to be the exact opposite of what that's supposed to mean. Fuhu. Kasher Kivin Adonai Avim Lo Dienu B'Devar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Kal Yisrael on the last drush of his life. That is Chumash Devarim. The end of year 40. Chodesh Shvat into Chodesh Adar. He's talking to Kal Yisrael about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Yisrael Echa Vein Sheni Lo. That we believe in Achdus HaBorei. We believe in one unique, indivisible, all-powerful God. Ulahasir minav shoseinu hadeos hanifsados hahein asher ha'eminu hamashnim, and to uproot from Klal Yisrael those heretical ideas that dualists believed in, like the Zoroastrians, who may not have existed yet, but certainly came into play soon after. Omar, how does Moshe Rabbeinu quote from it, speak to Klal Yisrael? It's recorded in the Chumash. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say to clarify Achdus HaBorei? Mivaer lezos ha'pina, explains this principle. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have mitzvah to say twice a day. there's mitzvah to have it in the tefillin and mezuzah, because it's such a clear, basic formulation of Ikari Emunah. And it's supposed to be such a clear, unambiguous statement of Achdus Habore. Behaviu anotzim raim is a pasuk al shalo a shlosha. And the Christians looked at that pasuk and said, "Oh, you see, there's really a three-part God, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem." So you see three shlosha shemos, and then Amar Achakein Echad, Raishem shlosha v'shar shlosha Echad Chalila Lakel. The Christians looked at that pasuk that's meant to be such an unambiguous statement of Achdus Habore and said, "Oh, you see the Trinity. You see, there's one God, really, three gods, three parts, one part. It's all one big arithmetic Mishka Babel." My father was fond of pointing out that one of the, I think, 19th century dictionaries had a picture. The old school dictionaries often have a very elaborate, I mean, whenever they start a new letter, they'll have a very elaborate letter. A big A, a big B, a big C, and some of them even had artwork to go along with each letter. So one of the 19th century dictionaries had for A, that had a picture of arithmetic. And you see a Christian clergyman at the blackboard writing 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. It's hard to know whether that was meant satirically or not, but the Rambam is definitely satirical. The Rambam is saying, the pasuk is supposed to be such a unambiguous, unmistakable exposition. We believe in Achdus Habore, and yet the Christians took it to mean the exact opposite. That they don't believe in Achdus Habore, supposedly based on that pasuk. Says the Rambam, "Kishirazeh b'divrei Hashem." That could happen to Ribbono Shel Olam, could be misunderstood, radically misunderstood. Kol Shekein, the Kol Shekein, Sheyira Kayotze b'divrei Basav Adam. It certainly is going to happen to a human being. Kasher Eira Alexasa Pesoyim Beferish Devarenu Befina Mipina Satora. And that's what happened to me. It happened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly happened to people. And I'm one of the many people, the Rambam writes, to whom that happened. Anachnu Kivanu Lahair Alpina Gedola Shloim Ashkichim Eleha. I was trying to draw people's attention to an important fundamental idea in Hashkafas HaTorah that most people don't pay attention to. And because of my focus on what people weren't paying attention to, and because of that, they were misled to believe that I'm not sure that I accept a different idea, which I didn't spend so much time on because everyone knows about them. Let's for now just see a little bit more. The zeh kasher nechalatznu l'mash nechalatznu elav min achiburim b'talmud haTorah u'beir mishpateh. And here you begin to see how the Rambam thought about his work, noun and verb. What was he working on? What was his life's work? Even to hear him talking about writing his svarim. What I had to get into in writing svarim on Talmud haTorah u'beir mishpateh, on svarim that would encompass the totality of Torah, the totality of Beir Mishpatah, that language you recognize from the beginning of every section of Mishnah Torah, Beir Mitzvah Seyel V'Prakam Elu, to elaborate on the Mishpatah Torah. What was I trying to do? Kivanu Bezel Ritzon Hashem Yisala. I was just trying to do what I thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want me to do. Lo levakir shachar b'bnei adam, v'lo kavod. I wasn't looking to make money off of my svarim. I wasn't looking for fame out of my svarim. L'haishir l'va'er l'havin l'misha katsra avanaso. To clarify things, to straighten things out, to create a clear, straight path. To enable people who have difficulty wrapping their arms around and understand the totality of Torah, Lahavin, to give bina, l'misha katsra havanasa lahavin divrei misha kedamanu mechach me'atorah zal. If there are people who are having a difficult time understanding Torah based on prior svarim that are written by other Talmidei Chachamim in the past, so I try to write something that will be even clearer and even more user-friendly. So l'fi masha chashavnu, that's what I thought. All right. That was my intention, correctly or incorrectly, Rambam writes, whether I succeed or not. The intent was to make things easy, user-friendly, clear, to make Torah more accessible. The Niralano, it seemed to me, and number one, there were things that were very remote and very difficult and very deep that I made them easy and accessible. Number one. So I clarified things. Number two, and as we know from learning Mishnah Torah, Rama was seeking not only to explain things clearly and to formulate things in a more direct way, in part through his language, in part by cutting out the Shaka Vitaria and laying out the Maskana. And also, kibatznu v'chibarnu inyanim mefuzar mefuradim. I also sought to organize things, to gather things together. You have a line in a Gemara in Bava Kamma, a line in Gemara Yevamos, and a Yerushalmi, and all, reorganize everything in a topical order, so everything would be where it belongs, to pull together all the threads from throughout the literature of Chazal. And in doing so, in trying to make things clearer and more organized, Yodanu, shanachnu marvichim al kol panu. I'm definitely going to gain. How so? Im yia inya kemosha chashavnu, if it'll work out the way I had planned and hoped, mihi yosenu mikilim, mekarvim, mekabtzim, mashla asa keotzibo echem mimisha kedamanu. If I'm doing a unique job of making things easier and simpler, clearer and more organized, so kar also biyadenu to'elas b'ni adam, magmul mi'ashem. So then, I've helped people, and I'll get schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work, and I've helped people to understand Torah. So that's a double profit, double gain. V'meim hadavar kein. And if I tried and failed, v'lo al b'dvareinu tosef es beir. And although if in fact I thought I was doing such a great job, but in fact I didn't make things any clearer than previous svarim. If I didn't make learning any easier, any more accessible than with the svarim that people already have, if I haven't made things easier than with the Sifrei Gemara, Sifrei Agonim, and the Riff and so forth, okay. If I haven't helped, I was trying to help people, maybe I didn't help people. Hopefully I helped people. Regardless, I'm definitely going to get schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because yesh lanu kavanaseinu rechmana liba bai. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that my intentions were pure. My intentions were to further the cause of Torah. My intentions were to help people. So certainly I've succeeded in terms of trying to do the right thing. And perhaps I've even made an impact, which is itself sort of a fascinating way to think about how a person could think with both humility and ambition about life's projects. I had big goals, I had big dreams. The goal was to help in very significant ways, and I tried to do it. And I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows I was trying to do the right thing. Hopefully I helped people as well. But even if I wasn't successful in terms of impact, I certainly made impact in Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy that I was trying to do the right thing. That much I know. V'tzir zeha'inyin hu asher hevi aloshen v'hayad l'chaber b'cha'inyin shenekaveh bo. This was the motivation to put pen to paper. This was the motivation to formulate and to write and to put together what I put together. We'll pick up next time. He's going to continue to talk about what were my plans in writing the Sefer. And he's going to talk next time about the supremely important role of Hashkafa and Emuna and Ikari Emuna in learning Torah. And that's going to take him into why he saw it was so important. In general, he was seeking to clarify things and to gather things together from disparate places in Chazal. And even more than what we think of as a halacha, where that work is already very important and necessary, even more so, it's going to be necessary be'inyane Hashkafa uve'inyane Emuna. And Yesodei HaTorah, as he calls them, and he's going to talk about why he is one of the many uniquenesses of Mishnah Torah among Sifrei Halacha is that Ikar Emuna A have a place and B have top billing. Sefer Hamada is largely Ikar Emuna. So not only it's they're somewhere in the Sefer as opposed to not having any address in the Sefer. They're actually the first address in the Sefer. That was not That was not happenstance. That was not coincidence. That was part of the Rambam's design plan. That was part of the architecture of the Mishnah Torah. He's going to talk about that. And that's going to bring him into the work he was doing in trying to gather Divrei Chazal and beyond in formulating Ikari Emunah. And one of the greatest instances of his formulation and gathering, of course, is the Ikari Emunah. Trias HaMesim does appear there, as he's going to remind us, despite the fact that people had claimed that he didn't believe in Trias HaMesim. But there are other things that he highlights even more, and we'll see why he chose, by design, to highlight things more. And that's going to get us into a core discussion once he's done just to talk about his sefer, which itself is fascinating. And if we're going to spend so much time of our lives learning Mishnah Torah, it's worth hearing a little bit from the author about what he was trying to accomplish. And then he's going to get us into a lot of very, very central material in terms of Ikari Emunah. Fascinating polemic, back and forth with the remnants of the yeshivas of Bavel, and he'll begin to talk about Trias HaMesim and about Olam Haba and about Mashiach, and he's going to talk about Nisim. And he's going to talk about how to learn Agadata and whether you see Agadata as a mushal or literally or a blend and why and how. There's a lot coming away. A lot of richness. They've just begun to scratch the surface.